Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting. We're now in the second shiur on the topic of Pidyon HaBen. We were trying to understand in the previous shiur, is Pidyon HaBen a piron chov? Is it paying a monetary obligation that the Torah obligated this person to give to the Kohen by Shloim? Or is it a mitzvah nesina? And we saw it studim lekan ulekan. We brought raya both ways. So which one is it? In the previous shiur, we quoted Rav Rifkin Zatzal in the Teferis Sion and Simin Yud Ches. So there, in Ha'or number 7, he suggests that Pidyon HaBen, and before we continue, we have to mention that this is Lezchus Moshe Ben Peshedina, as was the first shiur, my most beloved friend. So, he suggests that really they have both. Whenever you have a chakira, is it this way or is it that way? So say it's both. It's both an asina, and it's also a shibud, it's a chov, it's a piron chov. So now we're going to see what Rav Rifkin says. He says, V'amarti b'zeh, D'nira d'ha emes hu d'bepidjin ha-ben yeshnei dinim, ha-echad etzem ha-pdiya sh'ben yepadu. There are two dinim. One is that the din, that this child should be redeemed. There's special gedorim in the nesina. It can't just be any giving because it's a special type of giving. And therefore, it has to be davra like we saw in the previous year. It has to be davra metaltil. It has to be movable. It has to be gufo mamon. It has to actually be worth money. In other words, it's coming to exclude that it can't be karka, which is immovable. It can't be a shtar, which is not gufo mamon. And number two, it's also a chov. It's a milvak suva b'torah, like we see in the Maseches Kedushin. Torah obligates him to pay. The question is k'suv b'shtar damia, not k'suv b'shtar damia, but it's a milvak, that's the Gemara in Kedushin, chov tes, but it's a milvak suva b'torah. It's a milva. And therefore we see in the Gemara an opinion that even his nechasim are meshuvad to this obligation, and the Kohen can go and collect from property that he had sold. The Kohen can collect this property and say it's mine because this is meshubit to this chov that he owes me. He owed me before he owed you. So you see that it's both an asina with special dinim, and it's also a piron chov, paying off the debt. And now we understand that kishaben nifta kidin niftar of mechov, says Rav Rifkin, if the son is redeemed as he's supposed to be, then the father becomes pater from this chov. But let's say you have a tziur, you have an instance where the son wasn't redeemed, but he doesn't have to be redeemed. Like what? Like a case where lo aleinu, the son died after 30 days. So there's no more mitzvahs nesina anymore. What's left? Piron chov, at 30 days, now he's obligated to the Kohen. He owes him 5 shloim. The Mishnah in Bechorot, Mem Tesamet Aleph, Mesa Ben Lachar Shleishim Nun Lasan Yite. If he hasn't paid it yet, after, the son dies after 30, if he hasn't given it yet, now is the time. There's no better time than now. Of course, Ein Zeh Midin Pedia. This is not Midin that you're redeeming the son, that there's this Nesina, this Mitzvah Nesina. Because there's no more Mitzvah, there's no more son to redeem Lo Aleinu, right? He's already, unfortunately, right? He died. So what's left? What's left is the piron chov. And then, according to this, be a big chiddush. Listen to this. Since it's now only a piron chov, and there's no longer the element of mitzvah nesina, it doesn't have to be davra metalta v'gufa mamon anymore. It could be anything, just like whenever you pay any debt. When redeeming the son after 30 days, it doesn't have those special conditions of davra metalta v'gufa mamon if the son died. because it's not a din nesin anymore. It's just piron chov. Piron chov. Ech shta rotze. And let's say the kohen is torev karkos. The kohen goes ahead and he takes karka, that's mishubit, to this chov. But he took karka. So when he takes that karka, so there's a piron chov, he got his five slime. But what didn't he get? He didn't yet get davra metalta v'gufa mama. So the father is now putter from the piron chov part, but until the kohen turns that karka into davra metalta v'gufa mama, something movable that itself is considered money, in other words, he makes it not into a shtar, he turns it into cash, something like that, only then will the father become pater also for the mitzvah of Nesina. Because remember, there are two aspects, and you have to make sure you take care of both. So you're right, the kohen got his karka, that's piron chov. You can do one without the other. That's the chiddush here. So you see that there are two dinim, and they're not talking chad v'shini. You can be yotze one without the other. Now what about we spoke about matana menas lahachzir? Is matana menas lahachzir good for pidyon haben or not? Gemara says it is. But how could it be good for pidyon haben? If it's a piron chov, you can't have a matana manas lahachzir for a piron chov. You can't owe somebody $1,000 and say, all right, I'm giving it back just like I obligated myself, and now you give it back to me, matana manas lahachzir. Doesn't work. So Rav Rifkin says, so out's the nesina, it's a nesina, because normally good's a good nesina. Matana manas lahachzir is gevaldik. He did the nesina. Ve'aben padui, and the son is redeemed. Ukamuvan mistalek memela hachov me'av, and this also now takes care of the chov, because once he did the mitzvah of Nesina, so now there's no longer a chov. There was only a chov as long as there was a mitzvah Nesina. Because when there was a mitzvah Nesina, you had both the chov and the mitzvah Nesina. But now that he did the mitzvah of Nesina, so now automatically, he wasn't parei chov the way he's supposed to be parei chov. But now there's no longer a chov that's existing anymore. The chov is gone. Because the chov is dependent on the fact that there's a mitzvah of Nesina. And let's say he gives the money without smichas das to the kohen, gives a bal korcho. The kohen doesn't know how much it's worth, it's really worth five slime. So he did the piron chov part, but he didn't do the nesina part. And therefore the son's not padui. And therefore if he gives, like the Gemara says, an ego for pidyon haben, we say that according to Rav Yosef, lo samcha daito shel kohen, the ben is in padui. Because he needs smichus das. So you're right, there was a piron chov here, but there's no smichus das for the mitzvah of Nesina. So this whole approach is saying that there are two separate dinim. There's mitzvah pediyai de Nesina la kohen, and then there's the chov and the shibut. And that's why you need smichus das for the Nesina part. In chov, you don't need. You need davra metalta v'gufa mamon for the nesina part. And we also understand why, as we spoke about in the previous shir, mechila doesn't help. Because if you need nesina, it can't be mochel. It only works for the priyas chov part. And we also understand how there's a chiyuv after 30 days. After 30 days, there's a chiyuv, because he still has to do the piron chov. But it doesn't have to be davar metalta v'gufo mamon. So that's the mahalach of Rav Rifkin. So it sounds good. It's a little time lachech. But there's still something here that there's a crack in the armor. There's something here that's very bothersome. And that is the matana manas lahachzir that we spoke about. What did Rifkin say? Rifkin said, matana manas lahachzir, it works. Why? Because once you do the nesina, there's no longer a chov. Remember, matana manas lahachzir doesn't work for chovos. You can't return a monetary obligation on a condition that I give it back to you. It's a big joke, right? So, how do you give a matana manas lahachzir a pidgin aben? It's piron chov. So, what was Rav Rifkin's answer? His answer was, say there. He did the nesina, and memela is no longer a chov. It's automatic. He didn't do the priyas chov because matana manas lahachzir, but he did the nesina. And once he's yotzei say nesina, there's no longer priyas chov. The only problem is that according to this approach, one works without the other. And that's why after 30 days, he doesn't have to be davar metalta v'gufo mamon anymore. Because it's priyas chov, and there is no longer a mitzvah of nesina. So you can have one without the other. Or if he does the nesina with karka, if the kohen is torif karka, if he grabs, takes the person's karka that he had previously sold to somebody. So as far as the priyas chov, the chov is nifra. But as far as the nesina is concerned, he didn't do a proper nesina because that has to be davar metalta v'gufo mamon. So until the kohen turns that into mamon, into davar metalta v'gufo mamon, the child is not yet can be considered redeemed till he sells this karka. So you see that one works without the other. After 30 days, he just gives him davar, he can give him karka, he can whatever he wants. Because you can have priyas chov, there it's priyas chov, without the nesina. So then if you can have one without the other, you can have priyas chov without nesina. And you can have nesina without priyas chov. And a matana manas lahachzir, he did the priyas chov. He did the nesina, but he didn't do the priyas chov. So how do you figure? How can you say that? No, he did the nesina, and that immediately takes care of the priyas chov. But they're two independent elements. You have to take care of both. They work one without the other. So you can't say that once you did one, you also did the other. No, you do one, and then you have to make sure that you took care of both. So when the kohen takes the karka, and he did the nesina, and he did the priyas chov, so he still has to make sure that it's a nesina, and the proper nesina is davar metalta v'gufo mamon. And we don't say, no. He did the priyas chov, and remela is no longer a mitzvah of nesina. No. They're two separate elements. There's the mitzvah of nesina, and there's the priyas chov. So if he did it with karka, if he paid with karka, then that's only priyas chov. But it's not the mitzvah of nesina, which has to be davar metalta v'gufo mamon. They're two separate things. And we don't say that after 30 days, there's no longer a chov. Why is there no longer a chov? Because there's no longer a mitzvah nesina. Why don't we say after 30 days? There's no longer a mitzvah nesina because there's no child. So memela, the chov goes away. We don't say that. We say that after 30 days, even though there's no longer a child, lo aleinu, and there's no longer a mitzvah nesina, which is only to be pulled to the son, but the priyas chov, that still exists and he has to pay out the priyas chov. Why? Just like a matana manas lahachzir, you wanted to say that once he does the Nesina, Mimela is no longer a Chov. So why don't you say the same thing after 30 days? There's no longer a Mitzvah Nesina to do, so there's no longer a Pias Chov. And that's not what the Mishnah says. And the whole Mahalach is they work independently. So how can you say once you did one, you did the other? So this is pointed out in the Meital and Siman Beis by Rav Kalmanson. This is very problematic. Not only that, Suffolk Bechor. If they work independently, what do we say about a Suffolk Bechor in the previous year? We said, Suffolk Bechor, amotzi mechaviro, alav ra'aya. Im yesh Suffolk, im tzich levdot, et ha-Bechor hazeh, we have doubt, if we must to redeem this firstborn, we say the Kohen has to prove that he is chayav to do pidyon, the father. Why you have to prove? Why have to prove? If it's a mitzvah, we should say sfeika deoraita l'chumra. We have to be serious, strict, to do the safek deoraita if it's a doubt. So what do we say? We say, no. Hamotzi mechavero alav araya. So what does that prove? It's mamonot. B'dinei mamon, you want to take money from me. You say, oh, Mr. Herman, you have $10 from me. Vakasha, I give you $10, but first, prove. Prove it. Once you are to proving it, then I give you the money. And that we say by Pidyon HaBen. One must to prove it that he really is Chayav and Pidyon HaBen. So if that's the case, we ask, wait one moment. You're right about the Piron Chovi must to prove. But if there are two different things, two different elements, two different aspects, as far as the mitzvah goes, he must to pay. He must give it even without the coin proving. If it's also a mitzvah Nesina, so then it's a mitzvah independent of the Priyas Chov. So if it's a mitzvah independent of the Priyas Chov, then how come? How come, if it's a mitzvah independent of the Priyas Chov, the question is, how come we say Amotzi Mechavel Avaraya? That only works for the Priyas Chov, but it doesn't work for the mitzvah. The mitzvah, there's no mitzvah Amotzi Mechavel Avaraya, he has to do the mitzvah and be Machmir Misafik. So Rabbi Chanan the Kovetz Shir wants to say that you know why Matana Maslahachzir works in Pidgin HaBen? Even though like Abi Priyas Chov, it doesn't work. Because the Pidgin HaBen, because there's a pidgin aben, and then the priyas, the chov, is a totsan, a tolada of the mitzvah. In other words, it starts with the mitzvah, and then the outcome of the mitzvah is what? Is the priyas chov. So once you do, as Rebbe Chanan says, once you do the mitzvah, Matanas Lahamsir, says no longer priyas chov, because the priyas chov is only the outcome. But if that's the case, then we have a kasha, that if you have a suffik b'chor, why do we say Amotzi Mechavero Alav Araya? If we start with the mitzvah, then it should be that he has to pay him a suffik. Rabbi Chana wanted to say, no, it starts with the mitzvah, and then only there's a priya, then afterwards the priya schov, that's the outgrowth, that's the result. So memeila, if there's no mitzvah, there's no priya schov. Beseder. So if that's true, then what about suffik b'chor? It starts with a mitzvah, right? So we shouldn't say Amotzi Mechavero Alav Araya. We should say he has to pay me suffik, because it starts with a mitzvah. And Mimela, as far as the priyas chov goes, which is the outcome, which is the outgrowth, which is the totzah, then he also has to pay, because it all starts. It's rooted in the mitzvah. In the mitzvah, you have to do the chumrah. So, like they say in the projects, Anachnu Istabachnu Legamrei, Bezrat Hashem, Bashiur Abba, in the next shiur, we will hopefully come to some sort of resolution to this issue. Hashem, yitein lanu takoach v'tamoach and the money, it's Hashem to keep giving these shiurim b'simchu b'tuv lev of meirov kol. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.